This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Given the success of the team, coupled with his individual play, receiver Julian Edelman's profile has been quite high over the last few months. Among the many interesting things he has done, who would have ever guessed that he would be asked to be the Grand Marshal at his alma mater? We travel back to Kent State with Edelman to find out.
From Redwood, California, Woodside High School, give your undivided attention, Julian Edelman.
Coach, after that.
When I first met Julian, I picked him up for his official visit, when he came to see Kent for the first time. He got in the car. He had the attitude that this guy's going to make it. And then after his visit was over, I took him back to the airport, and I'll never forget. We were right here on 59 in Kent. He looks at me and says, "Case, I ain't coming here to sit."
California kid coming to Ohio. It was, I didn't know what to think. I was excited. I was going to have an opportunity to get to play football at the Division I level. That's how I felt when I was 19. It started like this. I was in a meeting, and every day I write down my notes. Coach Belichick comes and he gets in front of the team, and he goes over what we have to do to succeed in the week. And on the top of my page, I always put my consistency, what I have to do to make me consistent. We'll get into that. But he started talking about success.
I first met Julian in 2006. My freshman year was the first year he came from the College of San Mateo. To be honest, I thought he was a kicker. I mean, he's a little guy. I had no idea he was a quarterback until 7-on-7 that night. I was like, oh, this kid can play.
Play action. He's going to keep it pinned in. Sidesteps a couple of tacklers. How does he do it? Touchdown. I don't believe it.
First time I met Julian, we were actually playing basketball in the summer during the offseason, and he kept fouling me on fast break. So first time I met Julian, we were actually about to get in a fight because that's the kind of competitor he is.
He broke down success with five things. He says success is when you come in the building, you're mentally and physically ready. Then he came on to practice. What practice does is it makes you gain confidence. Practice execution becomes game reality. You see guys like Josh Cribbs when he was playing, he was kind of fresh in the league at the time, and seeing that he was doing it, you know, a guy that played at Kent State, quarterback, transitioned to another position, you know, he was an inspiration. So seeing a guy like him go out and succeed in the National Football League, you know, gave you some kind of hope. There's no such thing as a game day guy, you know, especially where I'm at. This is Division I football. The fourth thing he said effort. You got to be able to consistently give great effort all the time. Improve is the last one. Everything you have to do to get better is to improve each and every week. You know, and when I heard that, I was like, man, I want to go in and I want to tell my guys at Kent, you know, I want to tell them what we hear here every day in New England. Flashes on three. One, two, three!
Flash!
Hey. Kent is, it was part of my beginning of my career. I learned so many valuable things for life here. I've got so many great relationships here, and to be inducted in the Hall of Fame is an absolute honor, especially with the people that are in it.
It definitely feels good knowing how hard he worked. You know, you see some guys that it's given to him, and Julian literally worked for everything he has, and I think that's what makes it even more exciting to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, please congratulate as a member of induction to the 2015 class of the Varsity Gay Athletic Hall of Fame, Julian Edelman.
Thank you.
You go, buddy.
You're a great wide receiver.
I appreciate it.
It doesn't surprise me where he's at today, and I'm really happy for him.
He's in my locker room in New England. I mean, they all went to huge schools, and they all played on really good teams, and
They were the stuff on campus, you know. This is what we were. Look.
I think it's like a microcosm of my career and who I am. It's little old Kent State, not Ohio State, not a huge school. It was the team that was always dangerous, the university that's always overlooked because the big flashy schools around it. And I take pride in that. I like being from Kent. It's part of me. Like Popeye said, I am what I am.
This is a way bigger crowd than we had.